process now to pass the joint resolutions. The resolution has been introduced in 12 other states and has sponsors in an additional 20. It's representative of what has become a national movement that started in the West to reassert the sovereignty of the people and the individual states under the 10th Amendment. SJR 7 would send a strong, clear message to Congress that Alaska is ready to claim her rights under the 10th Amendment. Those rights include the power to choose whether or not to implement mandates imposed on the states by a Congress which fails to recognize the intent of the Founding Fathers in limiting the powers of central government. Past Alaska legislatures have protested individual mandates in numerous resolutions without result. SJR 7 will strengthen the resolve of those members of Congress currently working and the tyranny of unfunded and unconstitutional mandates. Mr. Chairman, we've been working since early in the beginning of last interim with groups all over the country that are pushing for passage nationwide of resolutions similar to this. The argument's been raised that it's only a resolution and doesn't have the force of law. State Senator Charles Duke of Colorado, who sponsored the first resolution to pass, answered that argument. He reminded his colleagues at that time that the Declaration of Independence had the force of law.
Any questions?
Yes.
Senator Adams.
Going back to the bill, I'm looking at page 1, lines 15 and 16. I'm looking at New York versus United States. I failed to find that legal opinion in my particular packet, and perhaps that you can explain to me the provisions of that judgment there.
Through the chair, Senator Adams, I don't have that material with me, Senator. I'll be glad to provide you.
Before he passes out, I'd like to understand, since we're working on a joint resolution, understand that ruling there. If you can get that for me, I would like to look at it. If I may continue.
Go ahead.
Okay. The way I read this resolution, it relates to mandates imposed on the states, right? Why don't we change this resolution to look at unfunded mandates that the federal government impose on the state of Alaska? You can perhaps that if we're looking back at cutting our budget, then we need to look at some of the funding process that they have mandated to us, such as the American Disability Act, asbestos hazards, that we should be collecting some of these. I was wondering, Mr. Chairman, this is your bill, if that perhaps, Mr. Chairman, that we can use this vehicle and says relating to unfunded mandates imposed on the states, and that's what I'm asking you if it's possible to look at this in this particular fashion.
I think I'd rather try another vehicle.
Okay, thank you. Continue. May I continue?
Certainly.
Okay, thank you. So, okay. This particular resolution also deals with sovereignty. Is that correct?
Mm-hmm.
And basically what I'd like to do is for the state of Alaska to solve its sovereignty and sovereignty rights before we continue with this piece of legislation, because there are villages that would like the villages and the state of Alaska to look at sovereignty. Who has the right of what powers, whether it's judicial, taxation? And I wonder if perhaps that we can hold on this resolution until we solve our own sovereignty in the state of Alaska versus looking at this legislation. Is that a possibility?
I think we'd probably best put that in a different vehicle also.
Okay. Then that's fine, Mr. Chairman. I won't debate that first, too. But however, I do would like to, I think it's only right, every member should be able to look at the ruling on New York versus United States so we can understand why we're passing the piece of legislation. I think that's my only request, Mr. Chair.
Yeah, we'll certainly see to everybody gets a copy of that. Peruse it.
Mr. Chairman.
Yes, Senator Dulles.
Mr. Chairman, I wanted to see, and I apologize for not being better prepared for the meeting, but it looks like this number 7, Senate Joint Resolution number 7, is almost identical to Senate Joint Resolution number 5. I don't know if they were introduced, when they were introduced, one has a lower number than the other, and I just wondered why we were dealing with number 7 and not number 5. then I wanted to see if we could just take a second here, because I get the feeling you want to act, but to see if they're... well, maybe I could ask you, are these widely divergent, and are they complementary language?
I think they're very complementary in many ways.
Because I haven't had time, my staff...
It's literally a caucus decision on scheduling, Mr. Ellison. In fact, it wasn't Senator Ellison. In fact, it wasn't mine. So.
Okay. Well, I'd like to note for the committee record, then, that there was a resolution on exactly the same subject with a lower number by a member of the minority that is not being taken up. And if that could be... that will be included in the record, I guess, in the minutes of the committee meeting. I would like to point out to the committee on page 2 of Senator Donnelly's resolution, I would ask you, Mr. Chairman, to consider the language on page 2, lines 6 through 10. It's a whereas that I don't think is in your resolution, and I think really would strengthen your resolution if you were to amend your resolution.
We don't have it in front of us. Could you read it?
Okay, it says, whereas the Vice President of the United States in the report of the National Performance Review has recommended that unfunded mandates imposed on the states be cut, that the Congress refrain from imposing new mandates, and that an executive order be issued to limit the use of unfunded mandates and legislative proposals and the circumstances under which federal agencies may impose new mandates. So in short, that's pointing out as to strengthen our argument here that Vice President Gore has a report that recommends what you're pushing here and is a further bulwark to your argument. It seems like it helps the case here, and I would ask you to consider that, and if I thought, I guess if I got a smile, I might offer an amendment.
Is that the, there? I believe there was like that line, and then there was at least one other, I thought, where the two diverge.
There are some things there is some different language in my staff marked it. I just haven't had time to read it. Yeah. But nothing that seemed...
I mean, I agree with you. They're very complementary, but they're far
right.
from being identical.
The other things is I just scanned through it. Didn't look like there was anything that we could adopt from Donnelly's resolution that would help yours, except for that one whereas.
Yeah.
So I'd ask you to think about that, if you would.
Mr. Chairman?
Yes.
In regards to Senator Ellis and both Senator Adams talking about unfunded mandates, actually I think that this resolution includes unfunded mandates because this talks about all mandates, whether they're funded or unfunded. So I think this is a much more inclusive resolution because it talks about all mandates. Most of them we are talking about will be unfunded mandates, but there are some mandates that come down, which there may be money attached with them, but for... The mandate might work well in Mississippi, but just doesn't work well in Alaska.
Senator Adams?
I like the argument of my colleague next to me. If that's the particular case, then perhaps that we need to add a whereas on unfunded mandates, because I think that issue is not just a Democratic or a Republican. It bears us all, and I'd like to see that particular language someplace in here that relates to unfunded mandates. It's got to be clear, like you just had stated.
I think, not to interrupt the senator, but I think what his comment was is that it, in fact, was all-encompassing in that it encompassed both funded and unfunded mandates.
We'll look at it, but I'd like to look and see if we can add that as a friendly amendment to the language of this.
Motion. I'll move that we adopt the language that I read before. I'd be happy to read again. And
why don't you just put it in a motion so and kind of read slowly. We can hand the copy over to the secretary.
Okay. The motion would be to include as a whereas and renumber the sections accordingly. Whereas the Vice President of the United States in the report of the National Performance Review has recommended that unfunded mandates imposed on the states be cut, that the Congress refrain from imposing new mandates, and that an executive order be issued to limit the use of unfunded mandates in legislative proposals and the circumstances under which federal agencies may impose new mandates. And just very briefly, I think that strengthens the Taylor resolution by pointing out that Vice President Gore has a report that recommends or that supports the bulk of our argument as state legislators that these mandates are unfair and should be stopped and reviewed and eliminated in many cases. So I honestly am trying to, I'm trying to help your resolution. That's the spirit in which that's offered. So
I appreciate that. At this point, I would oppose it solely for the benefit of it. This thing's still got to go a ways yet before it gets there. And if, in fact, I just want to have a chance to read through that and see if it can be addressed within the whereas on page 1, which talks in terms of mandates in general on line 13, so that we're not getting the thing confused. In other words, if we're going to have to talk about two different types of mandates, we probably ought to address it in that line, too. There may be a couple more amendments to go along with it to make it polish up better. But I would oppose it at this time for that reason. And if, in fact, it can be bred in, we'll do it as an amendment on the floor. Happy to help on that way. Motion's made. Discussion?
Mr. Yes. Chairman, just on discussion. The only reason I'm opposing this is the reason is I still haven't got the information on New York versus United States, and I just I'm hoping your staff.
We'll get that.
Right. Thank you.
First motion before us is the amendment offered by Senator Ellis. Roll call vote.
Chairman Taylor?
Nope.
Senator Green?
No.
Ask the Senator Miller?
No.
Senator Ellis?
Yes.
Senator Adams?
Yes.
Yes, thank you. The motion fails.
Mr. Chairman?
Yes, Senator Miller.
I would move Senate Joint Resolution Number 7 on a committee with individual recommendations.
Objection?
Object.
Roll call vote.
Senator Green?
Yay.
Senator Miller?
Yes.
Senator Ellis?
No.
Senator Adams?
No.
Senator Taylor?
Yes. Moves with individual recs. Appreciate the offer done. We'll work on her. No, I think that's it. Yep.
Are we adjourned, Mr. Chairman?
We are adjourned. Thank you. Yes.